This is your airplane flying meditation. Put yourself in a quiet place. Turn off the phone. Sit in a comfortable chair with your feet on the ground. Sit in a familiar seat that emulates the airplane seat. Take a deep breath through your nose. Closing your eyes, let it out. You're in the Tomahawk now. You're stopped at the red runway marker 24. Run-up is done. Pre-takeoff checklist is complete. Say out loud, lights, camera, action. Lights. The landing light is on. Anti-collision light is on. Look down. Camera, the transponder is on and set to 1200. Action. Everything you just messed around with during the run-up. Alternator on. Mags on both. Fuel pump on. Carb heat off. Mixture rich. Primer, pull it. Make sure it's locked. Fuel is on the fullest tank. Flaps are up. Trim set to the N. Announced on the radio. University Park traffic, the gray Tomahawk taking runway 24 for takeoff. Closed pattern, University Park. You wait a moment. Scan the crosswind, scan the downwind, scan the base, and then really check the final. Look as far out as you can. Look for that sneaky long final guy. Look for any movement at all. Look for the light, any light on the horizon or under the horizon. No one. Good. Okay. Continue scanning as you allow the plane to taxi onto the runway and you line up between the 2 and the 4. Take another deep breath through your nose. Let it out. Squeezing the brakes. Apply full power. Look down at the tachometer. Read 2100 RPMs. Left hand on the yoke, right hand on the throttle. Inhaling through your nose, feel the heels drop to the floor, expecting the plane to lurch left. Apply pressure to the right rudder and look down the runway. See the windsock and anticipate your crabbing. The plane begins to roll. Exhaling through your nose, press the right rudder, stay on the center line, airspeed indicator, look over, it's alive. Look to your right, oil pressure's green, eyes are outside. Holding the center line, squeeze the yoke forward a little bit with your left hand to keep the nose down. Airspeed indicator, check it. The needle enters into the green arc, gently squeeze the yoke towards your lap, and as the nose lifts, push forward on the yoke. Pushing the nose to the horizon and twisting the yoke simultaneously into the wind to hold the centerline airborne. Again, look at the tachometer, 2,200 RPMs now. The oil pressure, check it, it's green. The fuel pressure gauge, it's green. Now look over to your left, airspeed, 70 knots. Pressure the yoke to keep 70 knots. Put that nose right on the horizon and keep it there. Glancing left and right, know exactly where you're going to land this if anything goes wrong. Anything doesn't sound or feel right, know exactly where you're going to put it. Climbing through 1,500 feet, clear to the right, clear to the center, clear left. Gently let the plane lean to the left. Airspeed is 70, you're climbing. Now turning shallowly, no more than standard rate, clearing the downwind and announcing University Park, Gray Tomahawk, crosswind, runway 24, closed pattern, University Park. The wings roll level briefly. The downwind is clear. The wings continue to turn. Airspeed 70, climbing through 2,000. As the plane rolls level, parallel to the runway, midway between the highway and the runway, you reach down and grabbing it very low, pull the flat bar up to hear one click. arriving at 2,250 feet. Lower the nose, the airspeed increases to 80. Pull the throttle back. Glancing at the tachometer, it should read about 2,100 RPMs. Airspeed is 80 now. 2,250 feet. 2,100 RPMs. Tracking parallel to the runway, within gliding distance. Looking ahead and clearing the base, announce University Park traffic, Gray Tomahawk, midfield downwind, landing 2-4, University Park. Approaching the mall on your right, scan again for traffic. Say, lights, look to see the landing light on and the anti-collision light on. Camera, the transponder's on and it's squawking VFR 1200. Action, fuel pump on, mixture's rich, fuel is on the fullest tank. Now you're at the mall. Clear to the right, clear to the center, clear to the left. There's nobody there. And we have the four base things to do. Pitch, power, bank, and trim, right? Grabbing the flap lever, nice and low, pull it up to the full setting. Pull the throttle back. Glancing at the RPMs, they should be at about 1,700 RPMs. Let the plane bank gently to the left. Standard rate, look at the turn coordinator. Let the nose fall, pitch for 70 knots, trim to relieve the control pressure, roll the wheel back slightly, turn. Make the call, University Park, Gray Tomahawk, base, full stop 2-4, University Park. Eyes now outside, look to the right as far as you can, look for any movement on the horizon. Any movement on final. Look for any blinking lights or straight lights, anything at all. Clear the final. It's clear. Roll the wings level for a second. Okay, nobody is definitely coming. Make sure. Now let the plane continue to bank at a standard rate towards the runway and onto the final. Now look at the 2-4. Where are they in the windscreen? You want to keep the 2-4 in the very same place on the windscreen. As they move higher, feel free to add a smidgen of power. If they sink, reduce the smidgen of power. Not too much. Everything is very small now. The 2 and the 4 stay in the same location, but they grow larger. Look at the center line now. Twist the yoke into the wind to stay on the center line and press the opposite foot onto the rudder to align your wheels. Feel the windward wing to drop slightly in the direction of the wind. Inhale through your nose. Allow the 2-4 to fill the windscreen, exhaling through your nose. Walk your eyes now down the runway. Allow your eyes to transition away from the 2-4 a few feet further down the runway, now a little more, following the center line to the far end of the runway and then the trees at the end of the runway. Look at the horizon and where it meets the center line to make a T, and that will tell you where you are three-dimensionally. Squeeze the yoke back into your lap, gently but firmly. You will not allow the nose to drop below the T. And you also will not allow the nose to rise above the T. Twist the yoke into the wind. As you slow down and feel the main wheels touch the runway, you squeeze harder now. You twist harder now. Because why? Because you're losing aileron effectiveness. Control effectiveness. So you need to add more pressure. More pressure. But squeeze it. Don't pull. And you're reducing the throttle completely. Continue twisting into the wind. You press your feet to drive the plane now on the center line. Using the rudder and using your feet. Now you're so slow that even though your yoke is all the way into your lap, the nose is too heavy to lift. All the wheels are finally on the ground. Tapping the brakes slightly, the plane slows to a stop. Finally, you add the smallest amount of power to egress the runway. Passing the whole short line, squeeze the brake pedals and stop the plane. Take a deep breath in through your nose and grabbing the checklist to find the after landing checklist. Exhale through your nose. Feel free to smile a little bit that you did a perfect pattern. and feel free to make the phone call now. University Park traffic, the gray Tomahawk is clear of runway 24 at Charlie. University Park traffic.